Hello?
Hello, I'm Chris from Opinion Research. We're not selling anything. We're interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues. Your responses will remain strictly confidential. To begin and to make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 29, between 30 and 49, between 50 and 64, or are you 65 and older?
60 to 64.
Thank you very much. Now, the media in the United States generally classifies people as white Anglo, Hispanic or Latino, black, Asian or other. What do you consider yourself?
White Anglo.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
And are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, there was an election in Ohio on November 7th, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
Yes.
And we know it's a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say you are to vote in that general election? Is it very likely, somewhat likely, maybe, somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Thank you. And in your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue impacting you and your family?
I guess just the economy in general.
The economy in general. Thank you. And when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? Was it on election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
It was months before.
Thank you. And in just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
To vote for women's rights.
For women's rights. Thank you very much. Now, here is a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. Issue 1, summary. Provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility, treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. Based on that summary, how did you vote on issue 1? Yes for issue 1 or no for issue 1?
I voted no.
Thank you very much. And why did you vote no on issue 1?
Just because I don't think that people should tell people what they can do or can't do with their bodies.
People can tell people what they can do with their bodies. Thank you very much. And you said you voted no on issue 1 in the November 7 election in Ohio. When exactly did you decide how you were going to be voting on issue 1 on election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Months before.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle. TV, English language TV ads.
No.
Spanish language TV ads.
No.
English language radio ads.
No.
Spanish language radio ads.
No.
English language online digital ads and videos, for example, YouTube.
Yes.
Spanish language online digital ads and videos, for example, YouTube?
No.
So social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook?
Yes.
Phone calls or texts from volunteers?
No.
Someone coming to my door?
No.
Billboards and yard signs?
Yes.
Direct mail?
No.
Family members or friends talking about the election?
Yes.
Church, social clubs, or community groups?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinions and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as to believe to be the most credible? Is it friends or family, healthcare or medical professionals, faith, religious leaders or clergy, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, Men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, or girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, celebrities or social media influencers, or other you would like to name?
Just one or?
The one that you most trust and respect.
I would say health professionals.
Thank you very much. And did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election?
No, nothing really. I just always knew I would vote, so...
Thank you. And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote on issue one?
No.
May I ask why?
I just had read about it and had my mind made up before, so nothing really changed my mind.
My mind before, so... Nothing really changed my mind. Okay, thank you very much. Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether you would, whether or not you would actually vote?
No.
May I ask why?
I just feel it's my right, so I should exercise my right to vote.
To vote. Thank you very much. Let's see. And before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Okay.
Now I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the issue one debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please tell me or please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. The first one is, both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions, but if issue one passes in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Is it not very convincing or not convincing at all?
Not convincing at all.
Thank you. The next one is, legal experts say issue one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they considered having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Is it not very convincing or not at all?
Not very.
Not fair. Thank you. The next one is, your daughter is young, vulnerable online. You fear the worst. Push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state who shall not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning you could be caught of the greatest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Is it not very convincing or not at all?
Not very.
Not very. Thank you. The next one is, when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family. And the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on issue one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Very convincing or just somewhat?
Very convincing.
Thank you. The next one is, government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never. Especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio. And that's why voting yes on issue one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Very or just somewhat?
Very convincing.
Thank you very much. Now, which partly mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights, Democrats or Republicans?
Democrats.
Thank you. And what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections?
It's the elected officials, I think, are the problem. So I'm going to vote for who I think is best.
Any problem or issue that comes into your mind on how it will determine how you will vote in the 2024 elections?
Again, I guess just the economy in general.
The economy, okay. That's fine. Now, if you had to choose, which of the following three issues would you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? Is it economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, or protecting democracy in the United States?
Protecting democracy.
Thank you. And will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election?
Probably not.
Okay. Thank you. And we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for United States Senator in Ohio were being held today and the candidates were incumbent Sherrod Brown, as the Democratic Party nominee for U.S. Senate or the Republican Party nominee for U.S. Senate, for whom would you vote or are you currently undecided?
I would vote for Sherrod Brown.
Is it probably or definitely?
Definitely.
Definitely. Thank you. We know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, a third party candidate, or are you currently undecided?
I would vote for Joe Biden.
Thank you. May I ask why?
I just think he's done a great job and would continue to do what's needed.
To do what's needed. Thank you very much. Now, in just a couple of more questions, and we're finished with the interview. This is the statistical section. So in what country were you born?
In the United States.
In what country were your parents or grandparents born?
In the United States also.
Thank you. Which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with? The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
Democratic.
And do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
Very liberal. Thank you. What is your annual household income before taxes? Is it less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, between $50,000 and $75,000, between $75,000 and $100,000, or more than $100,000?
Between 75 and 100.
Thank you. And what is your gender?
Female.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the interview. So I thank you very much for your time, your participation, and your patience. Have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.